Okay, we talked last week, we've been talking about Yush. Yush works, Reb Chaim explains, Chedusha Reb Chaim Alevi, Perek Tes, Halach Aleph. Yush works on something that's Einu Bishuso. Now, what Einu Bishuso means, the two ways of something becoming Einu Bishuso. Geneva and Aveda. Rambam holds very clearly, those of you who learned Harshoa Dafayin, or Gimel Hilchas, Shluchim Veshutfim, Aveda Ovud Zeinu Bishuso. Those who didn't learn should have known it from Rambam Perek Chof Beis, Hilchas Mechira, Leitz Halachates, says very simple thing. Hakova bepikadon. It's Einu Bishuso. Why? It's Ovud. What does the Rambam say? Ovud there, not Gozul. Hakova bepikadon is Chayav Gzela, because there are no Hakova bepikadon. There are no Kinyonik Neva Gzela. In order for something to be Einu Bishuso, there was a big issue in later Achronim, how something becomes Einu Bishuso. It began with the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says that if 10 women put their dough into a bakery, into an oven, to bake matzahs. And then when they take it out, it gets all confused whose belongs to what. So what do? They makne one to the other. And so I take out mine, you take out yours. And if mine are mine, it's fine. If mine aren't, we're all makne to each other. The ones we have belong to us. So now, some people wanted a taina. What is Einu Bishuso? Something you don't have control over. Here you don't have control over because you don't know what's yours. And still, the Magen Avraham says you can be makna. So Reb Chaim says a very important yesod, based on the Gemara and Gittin, that something's Einu Bishuso only if you have a maisa mafkia, not because of a suffix. And he has a very important raya. Goes like this. There's a woman who gives birth to a baby, and her shifcha knainis gives birth to a baby at the same time, and they get mixed up. No one knows whose is which. So then, as they grow up, one is the Adon and one is the Evid. Who's the Adon, who's the Evid? So, obviously, the Gemara says you can't. Neither one can force the other one to work because you don't know who's the Od and who's the Evid. And then they call him Shtar Zeluza. They write a Shtar to each other, Shtar Shichra to each other. If I'm the Od, I'm a Shachra you. If you're the Od, you're a Shachra me. Says Reb Chaim, wait one second. If just lack of control because of a suffix means something is not Peshuscha, you can't be marked, and you also can't be Meshach of the Evid. Therefore, he concludes, Geneva and Aveda require a Maisa Mafkia. If you take a look carefully, there's a whole correspondence he had with Rabbi Slaponovich and Rav Rom's father on this. And he said, in Perek Tes Hilchos Gzeilu Aveda, he says, something's Einu Bishuso if you have a Maisa Gneiva and Maisa Aveda. Not going to know how to define what a Maisa Aveda is. But then something's Einu Bishuso. But there's a very big difference between the Einu Bishuso of Gneiva and the Einu Bishuso of Aveda. Einu Bishuso of Gneiva, the Ganev has Kinyone Gneiva, and Kinyon Exela. So there's a positive to So both people have part bilis. On the other hand, in Aveda, the owner loses his bilis, and there's no one to fill the gap. Okay. Now, what are kinyone gneva? That means it's b'shus gana for what that purpose? I mentioned last week, he has kinyone tashmish. What does that mean? Can you get me a Rambam? Okay, fine. That means, see, Gemara, what does the Gemara say on Daf Tzadei Zayin Omer Aleph? And this Rabbi Chalk here, he missed because he asked me a question. I was taken aback by it. So I said on the spot, I can't. So here I'll try to answer his question. You please inform him tomorrow that I pay more attention to his question. He decided to see what the answer would be. Okay. So the Gemara says like this. Atokes tinoso shel chavera. I grab your svina. Lotsa b'malocha. And I worked with it. Omer Rav. Schara noto. Alapisco. Omer of Popolo, Plini, Hodi Avidilagro, Hodi Lo Avidilagro, the boy same, of Hodi Avidilagro, Hodi Nochasle had died to Diagra, Nochasle had died to Galsanusa. I took your ship and I used it and I gave it back to you. Do I have to pay for the usage? I walk into Hertz, rent a car, I steal a cart, I drive around for a week, I give it back. So they lost a week's worth, and I got this week's thing, and I came on back. I say, here it is. You have it back. So if I took it and I wanted to rent it, I just didn't ask you for it. So that means I took it. My kinyan was a kinyan of hezchayev. I took it as a goslin. I don't have to pay for it. So the Gemara says, even as a what Hertz would have rented. Okay, I have wear and tear on the tires, but that's about the only thing I did to it. So what is the reason for this halacha? So if you take a look in the Shach, when the Shach brings in the Simon Shin Samak Gimel, the Shach says like this. Shin Samach Gimel. Zion. Shin Samach Gimel Hey. Hatokiv sinosha shel chaveru, yosa b'malocha. Imein asu yilischa, shomer kame pischa. Whatever the value, whatever the person lost, wear and tear on the tires, whatever. Imhu asu yilischa, im yorad lo b'torah schiris, over yorad shelo b'shus, and rotsa bali tol schor, he can. Yorad b'torah gezel, no, it's an abchas. Okay, when he says, "V'u'adin im not lo almanas al dasha elu Yisrael shalom idas gasim," says the Shach. What's the svara? He says, "Because I have the right to use it. It's I get kinyanim, but if." Hagozel Abdo Shel Chavero. So I don't get kinyonim. So therefore I have to pay for it. So says the Shach. Here, right over here. In Shimon Shin Samach Gimel. Now here, the Tur quotes the Ramah, Yad Ramah. He says, let's say, there's a gaz and steals something. And then he turns around and rents it out. And the person rent said, who does he pay? Who does he pay the rent to? The owner or to the Gaza? Rama says he pays it to the owner. Beis Yosef jumps up and says, wait a second. No. Who does he pay it to? He pays it to the Goslin. Why? Because the Goslin has Kinyonei Tashmish. Part of it being his rishus, he gets Kinyonei Tashmish. And since he got, since he gets Kinyonei Tashmish, so he can rent it out. So maybe that's what the Beis Yosef jumped here in Shin Samach Gimel Hey. The Ramos says, "Im sochah hagazon la'achet, sochah la'achas chalabaylim." So maybe it's machlokes between the Ramah and the what do you call it? On the one hand, with the Ramah and the Beis Yosef, the answer is you take look very carefully. It's no. There many here have learned. Hamafkid last year. Zaloha Ketzer Halos Schora Horoso Shel Chaveiro. That means, and so let's take a look, and that is exactly what the Ramos says in Darchei Moshe. If you take a look in the Gra, he says, first, when the Shach says in on Sivdal and Toga Avdo, Muchach Misiv Zev Sich Arga, Nimatalum Din Exolim, Im Gazlan Vosman Melocha Velo Pirson, Filu Kaimilaga Potter, Kavan, these are the words of the Shach. The Gazlan Bishus Hag, Kavan the Gozlan, Bishus Gazlan have it. Ubedi Dei Dinav Shekov and Melocha. He now owns, what does he own? The Kinyone Tashmish. Why then not include? In the his chiyuv is a heirus hagzela. Anything that doesn't contradict the heirus hagzela, he gets, because he would get everything. But his heirus hagzela says no. So therefore, kinyone tashmish have nothing to do with heirus hagzela. So he gets it. So Shach says, v'chein mashma l'kamon. We'll see l'kamon shinai and aleph with base. Take a look in the Gra. Ayin Shach. Aim of the Gemara. Ayin Shach Sifkot and Tes. We'll see that. Now, if you take a look what the Gross says here on what the Ramos says, let's say he rents it out. Why? Maybe it doesn't belong to him. He says, no. Kamosha Kosovar, Gimel de Bob Mitzia, Kate said, hello, Oslo I own it, but I can't make money on someone else's property. I own Kinyone Tashmish, that's fine. So if I give it to a Shoel, a Mashalit, that's fine. If I want to make money on someone else's property, then I can't do it. Where did we see that? That's the Gemara in Bar Matzia, Ketzel Alos Tzchor, Parasa Shel Chaveru. And he says, Bar Matzia, Ketzel. We have a rabbanim parasha. Everyone agrees about teres lo shah. Kaimlin rots me se gover. Afim lo morcha lo yacha. We'll see that. Ryan Morcha. Okay. That's for different. Okay. Now, what do you see from here? You see from a very, very simple thing. That part of it being a shus gazlin is he gets kinyone gneva, part of the kinyone gave neva. The Shach and the Gra say that, and the Beis Yosef say that he gets all the Kinyone Tashmish. That's part of the Kinyonim that he has. And the only machlokas between the Rishonim and Achronim here, very simple. Can he make money on those Kinyone Tashmish and sell them? Does this get included what the Gemara Bo Matzia says, Ketzer Ol Schor V'Paros V'Shal Chaveiro? So what do you say? Now, Rabbi Chalk, after I said this, came up with the following kasha. Let's read. There's a Rambam he showed me. R- Rama says, Perek Gimel Hilchos Gzeila. Like this. Where is it? Wait 1 second. Gzeila or Gneiva? Wait 1 second. No, wait a second, I'll find it. That you steal something, it's usur to use it. Oh, where is this halacha you showed me? Wait 1 second, I'll find it. Over here in the Shulchan. But if you take a look at that halacha, it says as follows. No. What is it? The Gemara is talking, he's quoting a Gemara that says as follows. Let's say I steal a lot material, and I build a bridge with it. Can other people use that bridge? It's not talking about the Gazan itself. It's just, he does something, can anybody use it? The answer is no one else can use it. And it's not that he was machnet to them, he wasn't machnet to them. It's just there, and he did it for his own use, as Kinyan Tashmish. But can anyone else come and use it? And Aaron says, no, that's a whole different other reason. Because then the second person becomes what? A gonim and a ganav. And if you take a look, and I'll find it in a second where it is, can't do it. But here we're talking about ganav himself, A, doesn't have to pay for it because, as the Shach says, and the Gross says, he says, came into Gozlon, Bishus Gazan, that part of being in the Bishus Gazan, Ubididei de Tavsheko Ovid Melocha. He's worked, he has those kinyonim. The Gor agrees with it, and the Bes Yosef agrees with it, and that I can rent it out and charge for it. I own them. I have those kinyonim to such a degree, and yes, the Raman and the Ramos said, no, while I own it, I don't have rights to give it away. So that is, yes, that's one aspect of Gzela. Another aspect of Gzela. What are these kinyonim that a ganav has? Ganav, it's what is the halacha of Shinoi. Halacha of Shinoi says as follows. I took it. I wanted to make it mine. So, and then when it isn't mine anymore, when it's not the same Asher Gozel, then I'm kona it. It doesn't mean I'm kona it Lamafreya. We'll see why. Because I'm kona it no matter where it may be at that time or whether I want to or not. The Gemara we know in Samaches Amid Beis says a very important idea. According to the Manda Amma Yush Kone, Yush is only Kone if I want to. That's why Gozel Chometz, and so it says Zemis Yaj Zerotzilik Noso. So the Gazan doesn't want to be Kone. He doesn't want to buy Yerah by a Motze. So Yush only works if you want to be Kone. What about Shinui? So the Gemara, it's the Tosis in Gittin. From a Sakri in Reish Samach Beis, quotes Tosis and Gittin, says, he makes the point that it happens automatically whether I want to or not. Gozel Chometz. You steal Chometz and comes Pesach. And according to the Mando Amar, Hezek Shein and Nikki Shmei Hezek. What is the halacha with a Hezek Shein and Nikki? Let's say, normally, Hezek is We learn out from the pasuk Makah Behemir Shalmena. I take something, I make physical damage. What about if I do halachic damage? That let's say I have truma, and I'm tameh, and I touch the truma. So nothing physical changed. It's just now it's not worth as much because it's truma tameh. Oh, but what happens? Gozal chometz v'avar alav haPesach, and according to the Manda Amma, hezek shein nikir shmei hezek. So we view it as if something physically happened. So you can't say, there's a question, can you say harishul cholam fanecho? You can't. So the Gemara says, according to the Manda Amma, hezek shein nikir shmei hezek, you can't say harishul cholam fanecho. Why not? Says Tosis, I'll tell you why. Because since Hezek Shein Nikir Shmei Hezek, therefore it's a shinui. More Tosas and Gittin, Mem Gimel on my base. Therefore, since it's a shinui, the Gathan is coded automatically. Wait 1 second. The Gemara and Baba Kama, Daf Samaches on my base, it says in Yush, even if Yush is Kona, but you don't get the Chometz automatically, you don't want to be Kona. So Truma Sakri says, wait 1 second, what do you see? There's a fundamental difference between Yush and Shinui. Yush is Kona only if the person wants to be Kona. Shinui is Kona automatically, whether you want to, you don't want to, wherever it may be. Why? Very, very simple. What is Shinui? I made a Maaseh Kinyan. I wanted to make it mine. It doesn't become mine until it's no longer a Kain Shagozo. So I have Kinyonim, and those Kinyonim become full Kinyonim at a later date, automatically, when it's no longer a Kain Shagozo. But on the other hand, what is Yush Kona? Yush is a separate Alocha. Yush is a Hetz Zechiyah. And as Tosfos points out, that's Samach Vav and Aleph, it's not Hefka. Despite what Rashi says in Chof Aleph, Omer Aleph, and Bometzia. I gave a whole explanation last week why that's not relevant. Someone come up, but it's in Rashi, Chof Aleph, Omer Aleph. He skipped 15 minutes of the shir, yes, last week. Okay. But it's a Hetz Zechiyah. I can decide I want to be Zoch. I don't want to be Zoch. Where do I know Yosh of Geneva from? There's no parsh of Torah of Yosh of Geneva. We learn it from Yosh of Aveda. That means once something is Eino Bishus Bailim, so I have a right to be Zoch in it. Now, there are two stages of something being Eino Bishus Bailim. Stage number one of Eino Bishus Bailim is the moment I do a Maisa Mafkiya, I'm Gozel it, or it's Ovud. That's one. But there's a second stage, and that you see from the Gemara Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Turn to Gemara Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. And let's just read the Gemara and what it tells us. Hagozu umach omar rav chizda. Gezel on esyai shua bailim. Gezel and the bailim have not had hektish. Ubo acha ve'ocho, and another person comes and steals it and eats it up. Rotsim isegov, rotsim isegov. My time, what is the reason? Let's read the Gemara. Called kamadulon siyayishu habaylim, since the baylim are not me siyayish, vishusei demari koi. Wait 1 second. Everyone who's learned Amaruba this year knows, he's bumped into it at least a number of times, Rabbi Yochanan's halacha. Gezel no siyad shua bailim. Shnei manu chol lakdisha. Why? Zelafina shalom. And the bishuso. So what is Rabbi Yochanan? And we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. We paskin like Rabbi Chisda. Rabbi Yochanan says, the moment you steal it, say in the bishuso. Comes along Rabbi Chisda and says, no. When you have him in Yayish, it's still Bishus Bailim. And take a look in Rashi. V'zesha Ochlo, since it's Bishus Demorikori, Zesha Ochlo Nasa Kagoslo Miba Olav. It's still in its rishus. What does that mean? That there are two stages. The moment I lose something, it's not my rishus. But after yiush, what happens? It's fully out of my rishus. There are two stages. One of the gezel takes it out of my rishus, and one, the yiush, finishes the process. As the Ramban talks about, there's a Ramban in the beginning of Pesach, when he's talking about Yeroah, about Yamotze, he says, something is ain't a b'shus, so you're not over by Yeroah Yamotze. What is his example? Avad after Yiush. Then it's fully out of the b'shus. The two stages in any b'shus. That's an important idea. We'll be using and using and using. So the two stages. Once something is fully ain't a b'shus, so there's a het of sechiyah. Now, for a ganav to be so, for a motzei aveda to be socha, he can't say, oh, I want to be socha. Why? He has no connection to it. The Gemara Bamitzia that Beis Omer Aleph says, what does he have to do? He has to pick it up. Has to make a king. Otherwise, how does it, good, it's out of that person's rishos. How does it get into his rishos? He has to pick it up and make adios liyodeh. He has to get into his rishos. Gemara Bamitzia that Beis Omer Aleph. But a ganav, wait 1 second. A ganav, at this point, he has kinyonim in it. So comes along a Tosis and has a suffix. Tosis daf samach tes amar aleph. According to the Manda Oma Yiush Kona, does it have to be in his rishus, or he has to make a brand new kinyon? Why? What is Tosis Suffolk? Tosis Suffolk is as follows. He has to want to be Kona. Yush is the head of Sechiyah. And as Tosis says in Samuel Vav and Aleph, very clearly, Mikan Mashmasha Yush ain't Kehefka. Yush is not Hefka. What is Hefka? Hefka is I make a certain chalos on something. Kolarot, Sigizke, Yochaliskos. Anyone can be Zoch. Then, and that's a chalos done by hafla. Very important idea that we're going to... And it's hafla, like every hafla needs a dibur. Once it's chal on something, it has all the dinim similar to a netter. It can be marfisit. You can't go back on it. It's a machlok between Rabbi Yossi and Nachomim. Once I create such a halacha, karotze yiske, yochal, anyone who wants to be zocha, can be zocha, does that automatically cancel out my bailos or not? Machlokas Tanoim. We pass and it cancels out my bias. But under certain circumstances. For instance, I said, let's say, what do I want to do? I have a horse and I want to rent it out to a non-Jew. But he's going to do work with it on Shabbos. So, all discussion, I can be mafgrit for Shabbos. Okay. Anyone wants to be Zohar can be Zohar now. But since I'm mafgrit for Shabbos, it doesn't leave my Rishus. And after Shabbos, it comes back to me automatically. Anyone who's gone through the Inyan of Hefka well will understand that Hefka is not so simple. It's all Hefka. No. It's a very complex and subtle thing. But Yush is just a Het Zechiyah. It's similar to Hefka. Hefka means everyone who wants to be Zohar can be Zohar, but it's different. Now, what happens to this ganav? Happens to this ganav, he has kinyonim. Kinyonim gneva. That means he's kono b'shinoi. He has, we'll say tashmish. We'll get to chiyav onsen depends on his, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, on Beis and on Aleph, very clear. Ukma Rachmona Bishuse, the Torah put in his Rishus, Lagabe Chiyav Onsen. What that means, we have to get to. So he has Kinyonim in this. According we saw, he can even be Makne Suse Tashmish. Can he be Makne all the entire Kinyonim or not? That's upcoming. But he has Kinyonim, and through this Kinyonim, he has, it's not Bishus Ganav anymore, he has certain positive aspect to it. Now, so what happens, he has his het zechiyah, but he already has kinyonim. According to one son, Tosfos, what is it? Okay. But he doesn't have full kinyonim. So he has to make a ma'ase kinyon in order to be zochah. According to other tzaddik, it says, since just like in Shinoi, I can have my kinyonic neve expand to full kinyonim, so too, if I want, because it's a heter zechiyah, I can have my kinyonic neve expand to full kinyonim also with yiyush. But it's my option, it's a heter zechiyah. Two deus and tosis. But it's very clear from the Gemara Samach Vav Amud Aleph that we learn yiyush and geneve from yiyush aveda, and there's no special parsha of yiyush of geneve. So we have kinyonic neve. Kinyonic neva means it's not in my rishus. Now, what happens in that? So we have now two aspects of something being ein rishus. Number one, the kinyonic neva gabe shinui. Number two, I get kinyonic tashmish on it. And that's the divrei hakol. Bein, the only one who disagrees that with a smile, with a very difficult pshat in the Gemara. So, and that's why the Gra and the subsequent Achronim all were docha completely, what the Sma says. But I get full kinyon et tashmish. Now there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara says, Ukma Rachmona Bershusa Kamo Shoel, Chiyav Onsen. Now wait one second. What, and Rashi is very, very clear there. The Chiyav Onsen of a Shoel and the Chiyav Onsen of a Ganav are very, very similar. Why? Rashi says, Kol Hano'o Shelo. That means, I got Kinyonei Tashmish and I didn't pay for them. That's what that means. What is Kol Hano'o Shelo? When the Gemara talks to Shoel why he's Chiyav Onsen, it says Kol Hano'o Shelo. It says Kol Hano'o Shelo. The Gemara debates it. They're inside a dalet on the beis and bar mitzvah, for those of you who learned Hashoah last year. But here, what do we have? The Gemara equates it, and Rashi is very, very clear. Or it's a Shoah and a Gan of the same Chivans. And Tosis, let's turn to Tosis Baba Kama, who isn't so sure that Shoah and Gan are the same thing. Turn to a very critical and important Tosis. Gemara says, Ainu time. What is the reason the Ganav is chayav anos? The Ganav agazin konu miyad kishotziu mershus habaylim. Avo mazik lo nes chayav al kamosh yisik. When the time of mando ma'af l'shol came the chayav anos and nimsa shekanohu mishash shahotzi miyad habaylim. Adom ahudin es chayav kamo Ganav agazin. I took out, that's the whole machlokas there, which we'll have to see. I took it out. I have to give it back. It's in my rishus. So because it's in my rishus, that creates the chiyav hashava. Since that creates the chiyav hashava, if I can't give it back, that means I have kinyonim. I owe those kinyonim back to you if I took it from you. When I can't go give those kinyonim back to you, then I have to pay. That's what it means. I took kinyonim, and I didn't pay for those kinyonim. A socher, if I rent something, I talk to this kinyon, I'm going to pay for it. That's one halach. But if I took kinyonim free, so ganav gazlan shoel, it's hukma rachmona bishusei. I have this kinyonim, I owe you the kinyonim back. If I can't give you the kinyonim back, I have to pay. So that is tosis, and l'gabi ganav gazlan is very clear. Why is kol hagazlan mishalmim kishas hagzela? Because when did I take, I took those kinyonim on January 1st. Comes July 1st, I have to give them back. I can't give them back, but at the very beginning, I said when I took it, either I give it back or I have to pay. So when we talk about something being ein bishus bailim, there's three things that's ein bishus bailim. Number one, it gets chusei tashmish free. That's why it's called Hanor Shalom. Number two, he gets something else. Gets kinyonim that can, that bezman shinui, become partial kinyanim that expand to full kinyanim b'shas sheni. It's not the if the original ma'aseh came wasn't chal b'chlal, and you have to begin now. You have a child of kol se kinyanim. What's the halach of kol se kinyanim? Kol se kinyanim is like this. If I do a meshicha of something into my rishus, that should be chal after 30 days. So let's say Rashi says it has to be my rishus after 30 days. Because what's the kinyan meshicha taking from our rishus into my rishus? It's not my rishus when it's chal. It's nothing. Ram says, even if it's in your rishus after 30 days, it's the process of taking in. There's no delay on that. But a gazdan took it, and he's kona b'shini no matter where it is. So not a shah who calls a kinyan. But why not? Because the kinyanim have begun. The kinyanim achal, kinyan gnev achal, b'shah shinu, I can't be makayim hashovet, then they become full-blown kinyanim. So that's second. And third, so kinyan etashris, kinyan bisman shinui, and chiyav onsen. Those are the three things that kinyanim that a ganav gets, and those means he cancels out a certain degree of bilis on the owner, and they're both partial owners for different reasons. But that's why it's bishuso. Now, according to the Mandom Yerush Kona, the moment it's fully ain't a bishuso, but fully ain't a bishuso, this I have like everything ain't a bishuso, I have a schus to be koner. Wait a second, says. We bump into a problem with Isura Osulayodo. Now, Isura Osulayodo is what this means is a major split between the Ramban and Tosus. Where does the Ramban talk about in Bometzia Chavav Amid Beis? A very critical and important Ramban. Gemara says like this. If Halacha is, if something falls on the ground and I pick it up before Yush, so I have to give it back to the owner. And then he has Yush, but the moment I picked it up with the Chiyav Hashov, I have to give it back to him. And I can't keep it after Yush. That's called Yisur HaSaliyadah. But what happens if I pick it up with the intention of stealing it? Pick it up with the intention of stealing it. So there's a whole Gemara of what it means. He can keep it, he can't keep it. Ramban says he can keep it. What's the difference I pick it up Stam or I pick it up Gozer? So the Ramban says, what's this Halachi Yisur HaSaliyadah in Avedah? We'll have to see how he applies it to Gnev. It is the moment I pick it up to give it back. So all of a sudden, the Torah says you are a Shomer. The moment I'm a Shomer, my Rishus is a Rishus Bailim. I'm holding on to it for the Bailim. So I'm a Shomer. It's not Ovid anymore. It's in my Rishus. The Bailim can be makdish it, they can be makne it. It's in their rishus already. So therefore, it's not offered. He has yush later on, but you don't have yush if something is being held onto for you. It's only if it's offered, it's not offered. How to apply this to Gneva, we'll see. Tosis has a whole different mahalach. Tosis, and it's the Pashas of Tosis, Ruki Vega says it, Nasiba says it, Kemat, everybody says it. No, the moment I pick it up, Yush is het is chiyah, but it does not cancel out the chiyah of Hashavah. Comes Tosis with an unbelievable idea. If we say Yush Kona, even though he's Surah Sliyado, so Gneva and Aveda are the same thing, because we learn Gneva from Aveda. So Tosis says, you know what? This is Tosis and Samach Vavam and Aleph. He says, what's the halacha? Halacha is Gneva, if you cone it, you're not just I'm cone it, you have to pay for it. Now, why do you have to pay for it? So Tosis and Marcus, Daftav Zion, Amar Aleph says why? Because if you can't be Makayim Hashova with the object, so the monetary replacement for the object is Hashova. So what does Tosis tell us? That, what is that? According to the Manda Omar Yerush Kone, Enochanami, Yush will not cancel out the Chiyav HaShofa. what Yiddish do, it changes Chiyam HaShava from object to money. If that's what it does in Gneva, and we learn Gneva from Aveda, that's what it does in Aveda. It's all the same thing. So that's Hatosis' approach to Isur Osel Yodo is based on Chiyam HaShava. The moment I put my hands on something, if there's a Chiyav HaShava, Yush will not cancel out. What it can do, according to the Mandom of Yush Kohen, is what? Change it from object to money. Okay. Now, when we'll talk about Gonim and Aganev and Yush Vishin and Rishus, once we have this Hakdama, we'll be able to delve into in a more detailed way. Yetz Hashem Blinetta next week.